Did you put it, a lot of it together in a certain form?
Well, we had baled it a lot of time later on, but there's a long time that we didn't even bale it. But finally they got hay balers out, but when I was just real small, they just cut it loose and put it in the hay loft. But then they finally got the baling it, which would compact it together and make it, it wouldn't take near as much space to store it, and it's easier to handle, so they call them hay balers.
Did you ever put it in stacks?
No.
Do you know what a hay barrack is? Have you ever heard of that?
Yes, I've heard of hay barracks. They're made kind of in a fork, like it's kind of like a manger, more or less. Only they're a lot larger and hold a lot of hay.
When you first, what do you call the field at haying time? Do you have a name for that?
Field at a hay time?
When you cut the hay, do you call the field anything?
No, you just call it a hay field.
Do you call anything a hay cock?
A hay what?
Cock.
I never did, no.
Where did you keep your cows?
In the barn, stables.
Did
I had stables for them, just little rooms, like they called them stables.
Did you have a special place on like one side or one end of the barn where you would milk?
Yes, we had just a regular hallway that we got the cows out in and milked in, more or less a hallway clear across the barn, lengthways really, clear the length of the barn, and we get the cows in this hallway to milk.
Did you call that anything?
Just the hallway.
Have you ever heard anything called a milk gap?
Milk gap? No, I haven't.
Where'd you keep your pigs and stuff?
In the pig pen.
What did it look like?
Well, we had a fence around it, and then of course when we had a regular pen with a floor on it when we put them up to fatten them, what they call fatten hogs, they put them up about 2 or 3 months before you got ready to kill them, and keep them off of the dirt, and then they'd have a floored pen for them to be on with a fence around it so they couldn't get out.
What do you call a place where milk products are processed and from where they're distributed?
Dairy.
Did you ever call anything on your farm a dairy?
No. Now, a lot of people do, a lot of farmers do nowadays, but back then they didn't, because at that time everybody raised their own cows and had their own milk and didn't sell it. But those dairies sell it, so they produce it and sell it.
And what do you call a place around the barn where the animals would stand around?
Lots, horse lots.
What do you call the place where you would send your cows out to eat?
Pastures.
What did you do when you raised cotton? How did you take care of that? So?
We had to pick it and carry it to the gin, have it ginned, and they baled it, and they got the seed out of it, and we sold the seed to one separately from the lint. The lint was baled up. We sold it.
When it was still in the ground, before you picked it and stuff?
Oh yeah, well.
What'd you have to do?
We had to plant it first, and then it come up, and then we had to chop it out and ply it out.
Plow.
And then we had to chop it out. A lot of people called it hoeing cotton, but we always called it chopping cotton. And you can call it either one. Of course, you have to do it with a hoe. That's the reason I'm calling it hoeing cotton. But anyway, that's what we had to do. And when it got open, then we had to pick it, put it in sacks and carry it to the, weigh it, and put it in, when it gets a certain amount, what we call a bale, then we carry it to the gin and have it baled.